T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies, playing our Joe Biden theme song for this segment. How appropriate. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio, and make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Yeah, Joe Biden. Elections have consequences, folks. There you have it, Uncle Joe. So during the campaign, Joe Biden promised a specific kind of leadership. He promised to unite the nation, to lower the temperature, to govern for all Americans, no matter how we voted. But he sure hasn't governed that way. Joining us now to talk about President Biden's first address to Congress is Tommy Hicks. He is the co-chairman of the Republican National Committee. Tommy, thank you for joining us this evening. Nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Well, John, great to be on. And he did run as a centrist, as a moderate, somebody who could bring the country together. And if you look at it, we're 50-50 in the Senate, basically 50-50 in the House. And we lost the presidency by 50,000 votes in a handful of different counties in a few states. And the Democrats are acting like they have a mandate. And because of that, the Republicans, despite what the mainstream media tries to tell you, are more unified than we have ever been. And we have to be.
Yeah. Yeah. He united us. I mean, they accomplished that much, didn't they? I mean, it's... This whole thing, you know, I watched the deal the other night, which was sort of like watching paint dry. And let's start with this. Let's start with the utterly bizarre mask theater that we saw. You know, all the politicians in the room fully vaccinated. Biden's own CDC has said that's enough for them in order to gather indoors without masks, without social distancing. If the president really wants people to trust the science and trust the vaccine, then why not show that he trusts the science and the vaccine, and allow everybody to gather and sit in their seats and pack the house?
So what the Democrats are engaged in a mind control exercise here, and what they're trying to do is basically distract us with the mask theater and then pass the most radical legislation we've ever seen in the history of our country, and we can't let them do that. We've got to get our grassroots to get involved and make sure that Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia remembers who he works for. He works for the people of West Virginia, not for Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and at this rate, I'm glad you mentioned the legislation, because right now Joe Biden makes Barack Obama look moderate. Another glaring senior moment from the speech was Biden's obviously fault, yet now routine effort to claim credit for the successful vaccinations, all of which were set in motion before he even took office, with Operation Warp Speed, and yet Joe Biden pretends like this was all his deal.
Well, of course, and it's politics over the people. But what President Trump and his administration accomplished with Operation Warp Speed was miraculous. And, you know, we would not be seeing the economic recovery that we're seeing right now, which primarily is being driven by red states, which are open, if it wasn't for Warp Speed.
No, you're right. Let's get into a little bit of the speech itself, Tommy. Biden argued it was, quote, time to turn the coronavirus pandemic, which I love the fact that at least they're being honest and admitting that what they're doing is, as Hillary Clinton once said, not letting a good crisis go to waste. But so he said, let's turn the coronavirus pandemic into a historic opportunity to expand government and, of course, increase taxes on corporations and the wealthy, and basically in order to pay for new spending. How is that governing for all Americans, no matter how we voted?
It's not. And what you're going to see as a result of this chronic spending by the Democrats is inflation, and that's the ultimate tax for the middle class, the hardworking men and women across the country. When we have inflation, your power to spend is going to go down, and it's that simple.
Yeah, well, and we all know that if you raise taxes on business, they just turn around and pass that tax on to the consumers, which is, again, just taxing the middle class. They, you know, Pete Buttigieg is already talking about raising a gas tax or a mileage tax, again, passing that tax on to the consumers. Biden also called for Congress to pass gun control, open borders, immigration. Again, how is that governing for all Americans? I mean, this is a broken record here, but his rhetoric isn't matching his actions.
On the border crisis alone, which is a crisis, I know a bunch of my friends in Texas who see this tragedy firsthand, but in March alone, 172,000 people were apprehended crossing the border illegally. Think about that. That's like filling two huge football stadiums up with people. That's just March. 19,000 children in March alone. They're ignoring these real issues and putting politics over the American people.
Well, and predictably, the mainstream media fawned all over the president's speech, Tommy. But you know, and again, predictably, they were extremely critical of Senator Tim Scott's response, they were enraged when Senator Scott dared to declare that America is not a racist country. I would think that was a sentiment that we all could get behind.
Of course, America is the best country in the history of planet Earth, and we've been given more opportunity to many millions of more people than any country in the history of our great planet. So I'm proud to be an American. Tim Scott, I'm proud to be an American with him. I'm proud he's a Republican.
The whole thing, it just seemed like he was talking, and again, like most Democrats do and politicians in general, particularly politicians on the left, talked out of both sides of his mouth. You know, he tossed lots of empty rhetoric about unity and then surrounded it with left-wing rhetoric about white supremacy, systemic racism. You know, how, again, is that governing for all Americans when you're demeaning cops, except you say, well, not all cops. You're calling everyone racist and white supremacists, but I want to govern for all America. It's just, it's a message that I don't think resonates with the bulk of the country, except that left-wing base that he's pandering to.
Which is why the Republicans are going to win back the House in 2022 and the Senate, and we're going to have a check on this radical executive branch. But if you take a step back, and I mentioned earlier, we are an evenly divided country. The Democrats do not have the mandate that they're acting like they have. And what we have right now is an ideological war between the left and the right. And the left thinks they have the advantage right now. The American people are much more in the center. The Democrat Party has become run by radical leftists.
Well, and this is why it's so important for us as we gear up for those 2022 elections and even, you know, the school board elections, not necessarily the national ones. Obviously, we need to win back Congress. We need to hold on to the Senate seats. But even just down to grassroots stuff at school boards and city council seats and county commission seats, we need to be motivated. We need to be getting involved and running for precinct commission positions and things like that, because that's where this stuff starts. And if we don't start at the local level, that they will continue to dominate and win these elections. And elections, again, as we've said, have consequences, right?
I recruit people everywhere we go to run for state and local offices. But if you look at the big picture, Republicans picked up 137 seats in state legislatures across the country. We picked up 15 House seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. We have momentum as a party. Our message resonates with the American people. We will win back the House. We will win back the Senate. But we definitely want to encourage people from all across America, people in Kansas, people in Wichita, to go run for office. You can't assume that somebody else is going to do a good job for you. Get out there and get involved. Our nation's at stake.
Well, thank you again for joining us, Tommy. If folks want to connect with you, they can find you at Twitter, at Tommy Hicks GOP. And, of course, they can support the party. They can volunteer, donate, get more information at GOP.com, correct?
Correct. And our party is growing, and we have millions of volunteers. People who can go talk to their friends and their neighbors and get them out to vote and get them involved. And we would like to keep recruiting more and more people to join our party.
Yeah, I just saw the RNC fundraising numbers were up significantly over the Democrats, with both with cash on hand and with money raised. Redistricting or the census numbers just show that we're going to benefit at the national level in that regard. So you're right. I think the momentum is on our side. We just need to carry that through into the next cycle. Thank you again for joining us, brother. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Likewise. Y'all take care.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll discuss why congressional Democrats continue to push this asinine notion of court packing with Tom Gipping from the Heritage Foundation. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.